Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's Ken Barkley and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Friday edition, You Better You Bet. Mark Melusis in for Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, of course. We're in the 4 o'clock Eastern time hour, and let's talk a little college football right now. Let's welcome aboard Brett McMurphy, America's college football insider, joins us. Hey, Brett, Mark and Ken with you. Thanks for some time here on this Friday.
Hey, you got it, guys. Nice, quiet past 48 hours in college football. Hope you're good.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, Brett, been too long. Thank you for coming back on. Second of all, very fortuitous timing for us to have you on today because, as you mentioned, the last couple of days has been a little crazy, and maybe not crazy for bet and win totals this year and futures this year and stuff that's really immediate, but really, really crazy for anybody that follows college football who's going to start handicapping it in the future because looks like the conferences might start to look a little different. So I'll start with this. We had the report yesterday, kind of like the initial Texas and Oklahoma are going to ask to join the SEC. Like that was kind of the bombshell, but it seems like we filled in a lot of the gaps in the timeline and understood a little bit more about how this came together and kind of what it means. What can you kind of, tell us to help us fill in those gaps?
Yeah, you're right, Lockie. And first I want to apologize. I was not able to get with you yesterday to celebrate your fifth wedding anniversary.
It's all right, Brett. Oh, well, you're forgiven.
It is on the way now. I have FedExed you. Fifth anniversary, I'm sure you know this, is wood.
Wood, yep, absolutely.
You a wooden rowboat to ride around in Bing Bong Bay.
Right.
So happy anniversary, Rocky. Happy for
Brett's
you,
always
buddy.
Got the jokes. You always got the jokes when you come on the show, Brett. I'll be checking the mailbox for that wooden rowboat. Thank you so much.
And the best news is you cashed on over 4.5 years. So congratulations.
I
on
did.
That too.
Yeah. Even money each way, by the way. But books were really split. Yeah. There was a big decision on yes. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of juice. This is off the tracks completely. So basically what's going to happen is Texas and Oklahoma are going to notify the Big 12 next week. As sources told me, it could be as soon as Monday, and officially notify them that they will be leaving the Big 12 conference. After that time, they will notify the SEC to officially apply for membership to the league. To be accepted by the SEC, all they need is 11 of 14 votes. So unless Texas A&M suddenly finds three friends with benefits, this thing is not going to get blocked. The question, which I think you kind of initially brought up, is how soon is this going to happen? Lockie, that's the biggest unknown because two ways to look at it. I've been told Texas and Oklahoma will wait this out. They'll wait till the grant of rights, the media rights deal, is up till 2025. Then they can leave scot-free. They don't have to pay a penalty. But most of the time when schools leave conferences, as you guys know, they want to do it as quickly as possible. So to do that, the lawyers get involved. You have to reach a settlement. You pay a lot of money, but you can get out earlier. I think the best case scenario for the for Oklahoma, Texas, and the SEC would be for them to start their membership in 2022. That's all dependent on, of course, how much money it's going to cost the two schools and how hard it will be for them to get out of that Big 12 deal. But yeah, you're right. This is certainly going to change a lot of things. And I think this will be the most impactful change in college football that we've ever seen, because not only do two bell cows, two huge national names go to the nation's top conference already, but you have to think that it forces the Big Ten and the ACC to go to 16, and then you're going to have a power struggle between the Pac-12 and what's left of the Big 12 to find out a, you know, basically a survival, because there will no longer be a Power 5. There will be a Power 4. So those are things that certainly will happen over the next few days, next few weeks, next few months. So obviously some good off-season content for you guys down the road.
Yeah, no doubt, Brett. You know, I guess, you know, do you think kind of more of a talk show narrative, but do you think this is good for college football?
You know what, Mark? Actually, I don't. I ever since expansion has been going on the past dozen years or so, you know, Nebraska, Colorado, Missouri. I mean, be quicker to announce what teams haven't jumped conferences. I don't think that's good for college football. If you like college football like I do, because of the rivalries, because you never know what can happen, because you've got teams, you know, attempting field goals and running them back for touchdowns, stuff like that, I'm afraid this is going to make college football turn into more like the NFL. And then I'm afraid every game's going to be the same. Everybody's going to run the same offense. Everybody, you know, kind of like the NFL is now, because there's going to be these huge leagues. It's all geared for television. And myself, I'm an Oklahoma State grad, so I obviously have some skin in the game and what happens to the Cowboys after all this. But, you know, I like the old days when we had the Southwest Conference, when we had the Big Eight, when no one listening will be old enough to remember. Remember the WAC? I mean, that was fun. Like, play the over every night in the WAC. I mean, those days are gone. But certainly the brands that the SEC has, everybody's going to watch these games. It's going to be must-watch TV. But, Mark, to your initial question, as far as the entire scope of college football, I don't think it's good because of the resulting dominoes and the unintended consequences that will soon follow.
Brett, you kind of alluded to it, and we can talk about this season as well, but this is such an interesting topic. I think it's at least worth one more question. Sure. And you alluded to this already, but you kind of said what the next steps are. So, like, let's say Texas and Oklahoma leave. Let's say it's next season, as early as possible, basically, as you mentioned. Lawyers spend a lot of money. It's Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC. Give us an idea. Your best guess, like, everyone's, I think all of the conferences, all the commissioners are scrambling right now. What do you think happens to, like, the other schools and the other conferences? Like, any specific schools you could see, like, merging with each other? How does the geography of this come together once Texas and Oklahoma leave? What are the next few things that follow?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and that is like the biggest unknown. And I'll be writing something either today or tomorrow, you know, at watchstadium.com, kind of like what's next. The first thing we've got to figure out, and nobody knows this yet, does the Big Ten want to go beyond 14? Does the ACC want to go beyond 14 and a half? You know, they've got Notre Dame as a part member. Does the Pac-12 want to go beyond 12? That's the number one thing. I would guess when you look back, every time a conference went from 8 to 12 or 12 to 14, everybody followed suit. If that's the case, to answer your question, the most logical candidates for the Big Ten, 12 years ago, they tried to get Duke and North Carolina out of the ACC. Right. The ACC's grant of rights now go for another 15 years. I don't think nothing's impossible. I think that's unlikely. So if we're going to say that's unlikely, the ACC, I think, would probably try to add West Virginia because of geography reasons. Their academic stature has improved tremendously in the past half dozen years or so. That would give them a 15th football member, and then you have a placeholder for Notre Dame. If Notre Dame ever changes their mind, then they're the 16th football member. The Big Ten, they're big into academics, cue the punchline, but they are. And Kansas and Iowa State are AAU universities, and that's prestigious. on the academic side, and that's a big deal to the Big Ten. Kansas, you got 7 days, and we'll talk about how bad Kansas football is, but they are a high-standing university academically, and they can play basketball. Iowa State, would Iowa protest at Iowa State being in the same conference? Those are things we don't know. So I think those are three examples there. After that, you have to look at the Pac-12. Does the Pac-12 feel secure with only 12 members? If not, they can pick off anybody in the Big 12 they want, and they would certainly join. Does it make sense for the Pac-12 to get to 16? Maybe. If so, the most likely candidates, the three remaining Texas schools, TCU, Baylor, and Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State. What's that mean? That means Kansas State's out of luck, and it's unfortunate. And Iowa State, if they don't get into the Big Ten, they could be out of luck. But that's the way to look at it. And I know a lot of times, especially, well, I'm going to say on Twitter because that's a mess, but but some people will say, well, this conference doesn't want that school because they're right. Not good in football. Like I'm saying Kansas to the Big Ten.
Yep.
Big Ten would never want Kansas because they're not good in football. Let me give you two examples. Rutgers to the Big Ten and Missouri to the SEC. I mean, you bring in the schools because what they bring overall as a university and or, more importantly, what that means to you financially. So I think those are kind of the possibilities there that we'll see play out in the coming months and or years. The other thing, which someone from the Big 12 told me today, is the automatic assumption is, well, the Big 12 is going to go add BYU and Cincinnati and Houston and Boise, and they're going to go back up to 12 teams, or they're going to go to 14 or whatever. Somebody in the Big 12 told me, well, is our TV rights deal worth more money with only 8 members compared with if we add 4 group of 5 schools? Probably the value for the Big 12 would be less per school, so they may stay at 8. The question is, if anybody starts picking them off, then they will implode if they don't go out and find the best group of 5 schools available.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, absolutely fascinating. That's so fascinating. That's really interesting. Sorry.
It really is. Brett, want to ask you,
it's going to go on for several years until, and one last thing, guys, this will be the last round of realignment. Everyone thought we're going to get the 4 16 team super conferences, and then the music stops. And if you don't have a chair, it's not good. So I think this will be the last round, and we'll see all the resulting dominoes that are impacted by this move.
All right, Brett, let's look ahead to this college football season, right? The SEC, do you see Georgia, Alabama is the betting favorite right now, according to Bet Rivers, -162. Do you see Georgia or anybody else as a stiff challenge to the Tide or no?
I remember a time not too long ago where every year when you do those preseason predictions and you do your polls and you come out and all that stuff, and I would always try to find a way to go against Alabama. Well, they've lost both coordinators. They've lost 10 guys to the NFL draft, and you had legitimate reasons. And you know what? I was wrong every year. So until somebody beats Alabama, I'm sticking with Alabama. And it's amazing what they've done. Bill O'Brien comes in, the new offensive coordinator. Somebody asked him about how Bill O'Brien is fit in. He goes, well, he came from the NFL, Sark came from the NFL. Kiffin came from the NFL. I came from the NFL. Alabama did okay. I think Georgia can challenge Alabama. Can I beat them? Do I think they can beat them? I don't, not right now. I think part of it's mental. Part of it goes back to the, you know, losing the college football semifinal game. The final, you know, a few years ago, the SEC championship game, running the fake punt. I think it's mental right now for Georgia, but obviously JT Daniels gives them a great shot. They're loaded at wide receiver, although they've got some injuries there. But man, until somebody can knock off Alabama, it's hard to go against them. And I know it's cool to kind of pick against them. Oh, this is the year they're gonna fall on their face. It hasn't happened yet. And even though you've got an inexperienced quarterback in Bryce Young, I still think it's Roll Tide in the SEC.
No, makes a ton of sense. Brett, we spent so much time on Texas, Oklahoma. We have about 2 minutes left with you. And rather than go conference by conference the rest of the way, okay, let's assume Alabama's in the playoff. Fill out the rest of your playoff for us using teams from other conferences. Like, who do you think really has that chance to be special this year? And again, we have about two and a half minutes left.
Yeah. Do you just want to play back what I said to you guys last year? Ohio State.
Parody-driven sport, Brett. A lot of parody.
A lot of parody. Lockie, I'm afraid it's the same suspects. I really don't see anybody stopping those four. I think Georgia's got a possibility to get into that four, but I would start with, you know, it's boring. It sucks. That's why we're going to a 12-team playoff to get more variety. But I think it's, you know, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Clemson. I don't think there's nobody else in the ACC. There's nobody else in the Big Ten. Maybe Penn State is an outlier. In the Pac-12, you've got Oregon, I think a very underrated Utah team. But I just don't think they can get into that top four. Of the top four, the one that I would say is most likely not to make it is Clemson, because their schedule is soft, and if they lose one game, that could come back to bite them. But if you hated last year's college football playoff, you'll probably hate this one this year's too.
Brett McMurphy, Stadium College, America's College Football Insider. Hey Brett, quickly, did you include the oars with that boat that you're sending Ken for his anniversary, the wood boat?
I gotta have oars, Brett.
Come on, Mark. That's a 6th anniversary present. You're going to spoil it.
First, you get the boat, and then you learn to float, basically. You learn to tread water, and then you actually get to kind of move around and go places. Sounds like an allusion to having kids, too, actually.
Yeah, that's it. Hey.
Lockie, all I know is last time I was on your show was in January 2021. Yeah. I gave you two picks. I gave you over in the title game, and I gave you Alabama team total over. Sorry, I haven't been able to say it. So, bing bong bay. I'm 2-0 lifetime in 2021 on your show. So, me on anymore, and I'll stay perfect.
Brett McMurphy, you got it. Brett, have a great weekend. All right.
Thanks,
you better, you bet. Right here, BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.